Show. We're here with Coach Jim Larranaga. Miami Hurricanes coming to town this weekend to play Georgia Tech over at McCamus Pavilion. Coach Larranaga, man, how are things down there in Miami, man, after last night's big win of Virginia Tech, man?
Well, that was an incredible victory, an incredible shot that Charlie Moore made. When we arrived in Blacksburg, it was 27 degrees. When we arrived in Miami, it was 72 degrees. So even though it was cold on the outside, it was certainly heating up in Castle Coliseum on the Virginia Tech campus.
Yes, sir, Coach. And, man, you all was up early by 11 points, lost the lead late in the game down there. You got to show perseverance once more, coming back, making plays to set up that shot by Charlie. So tell us about that, Coach. Seeing your guys once again persevere through adversity and get the win on the road up there in Virginia Tech in Blacksburg.
Well, we did get off to a very good start and had an early lead. But as you find in the ACC, there's so much parity that teams normally, you know, fight back and ends up being a very close game. Oftentimes, in our case, it's been one possession games, comes down to the last shot of the game. We lost to Florida State on Saturday. We had a shot to win it, didn't make it. We beat Duke by two. They had a lot last shot, last second three. They missed. We won. Syracuse, we won by one. So all these games seem to come down to the last minute, the last 10 seconds, the last shot. In this particular case, we were very fortunate. Charlie Moore got a running start and made a half-court shot, banked it right in for the win.
Now, how many times, Coach, in your great career, man, have you had a shot like that go in for you, not against you?
Well, a few years back, Jaquan Newton made one for us against Carolina. Joel Berry made a three to tie the game at 89, and it looked like it was going overtime, but we inbounded to Jaquan Newton. He raced up to the court, and very similar shot to what Charlie Moore made last night. He banked one in from about 40 feet for the win. So in the last 5 years, it's happened twice, but that's probably the last time I can remember something like that.
No doubt, Coach. Like you said, man, so many close games, but Coach, what's good about it is this, Coach, as you know, you're getting to get guys prepared for this in live action. You can put time on the clock in practice, run drills for situational drills, but when you're playing against another team with referees and a crowd, it's hard to really get that callous to deal with the crowd or when it's really late in the game, really execute under pressure.
Well, one of the things we were waiting for during the last timeout of the game, we had one timeout to call, and we called it with the 1.8 seconds left. But I actually thought we were going to be inbounding the ball from the baseline, having to go the length of the court. The referee, I went over to him and asked him, and he said, no, you're on the sideline right in front of the bench. So we were right in front of Virginia Tech's bench, and that's what determined what play we were going to run. And Sam Wardenberg did a great job of setting the screen for Charlie. Charlie Moore did a great job of running off the screen. And very underrated is Cam Augusti's perfect pass to Charlie on the dead run. If it had been a little bit behind Charlie or a little bit in front of him and caused him to have to make an adjustment, he probably wouldn't have been able to make that shot. But Cam threw a perfect pass. Charlie made the great shot.
Most definitely, Coach, in 7-2 in the ACC play, only, like I said, the last two games to Florida State by 1 point. And as you said, how tough the league is, Leonard Hamilton and his team comes into Georgia Tech last night and loses. You know, Josh plays a unique style with the different defenses, his zones he throws at you, how they play. So like you said, no matter if you're the top, bottom ACC or the top, it's going to be a tough game no matter what, no matter who you play.
Oh, we played Georgia Tech the last time in the ACC tournament quarterfinals, and it came down to the last possession. And at that time, we were behind and trying to make a comeback. And Cam Augusti had a three that would have tied the game with 13 seconds to go. And even though we missed, we were up, you know, trapping and pressing, and we tried to force a turnover. It didn't work out for us then. We know Josh is doing a great job at Georgia Tech, so We're going to get ready for another one-point nail-biter.
I hear that. Coach, talk about Cam McGusty a little bit more, Coach. Offensively, defensively for you, leadership and intangibles, that guy does a lot for your team just besides score. Talk about his importance to your program and how his example for the younger Hurricanes you have in that pipeline coming up behind him.
You know, at the University of Miami, we've enjoyed a lot of success with transfer students. And when Cam McGusty transferred in from Oklahoma and sat out a year, during his redshirt year, he really worked on his game. He worked on his body, spent a lot of time in the weight room. And when he came out, he moved right into the starting lineup and has been a double-figure scorer. He has scored over 1,000 points in his career. But more than that, it's his consistency of effort, his consistency of defense and rebounding. He's even our leading rebounder right now. He's doing a lot of things well, really setting the right example for the entire team.
Most definitely, yes. And I say, you know, a guy who can affect the game in multiple ways is a guy you want to have on your team, and a guy you want, because you want to, as you know, Coach, you want to cause conflict for the other team. And this guy does multiple things beyond score. Then you throw in a guy like Isaiah Wong there with Charlie Moore scoring. You got dynamic guards who can score for you on any given night, get you double figures. So if one's having an off night, two or three are going to probably be on as well. So talk about that interchangeable part between Cam, you got Isaiah and Charlie in the backcourt there for you, giving your guys that three-headed monster in the backcourt there.
Well, we're always stressing balance, and we have five guys averaging double figures. Sam Wardenberg and Jordan Miller are also playing at a very high level. But our three-guard offense with Charlie Moore at the point and Cam McGusty and Isaiah Wong at the wings, we really have three guys who can shoot the three, who can drive the ball to the basket, who can hit mid-range jumpers, can make free throws, handle the ball. All three of them can play the point. They can all play the two. So what has made us so successful is their willingness to share the ball with each other. They really find each other very, very well. And that's what's made them enjoy playing together so much. If someone drives, he knows he's got those two options, at least those two, if not three or four options, to find an open man on the perimeter for an open three.
Most definitely, Coach. I love that about your team, man, because, you know, being here in Atlanta, I see the Hawks all the time, of course. You know, I wish we had more guys who can cause conflict besides Trae Young. And it's what you got, three guards who can do the same thing, interchangeable parts out there, and, you know, draw and kick guys, make guys have to commit something, so you'll have some open on the weak side for a three or get a nice cut or backdoor layup or a dunk. So I like, you know, when it really gets down to it, come these February and March, I feel like you having those three guards who do what they do for you is going to really give you out an advantage down the road here, Coach.
Well, I think we're off to a good start, but as I tell everybody, the ACC regular season is not a sprint. It's a marathon. We've only played 9 games. We still have 11 games remaining. And in our league, anything can happen. When we just got to keep working and improving and trusting each other and getting ready one game at a time.
I hear that, Coach. And, you know, you all are 9-2 at home. Talk about that as well, winning down there in Miami. Make sure you take care of the home court, because as you said, Coach, ACC is tough. You got a great road win last night, but you want to take care of your business at home as well. You got a road win here in Atlanta here on Saturday. So talk about your guys being 9-2 at home and defending that home court.
Well, one of the things is the last couple of games we played at home, we played very well. But against Florida State, we got off to a slow start, had a great second half. Against North Carolina, we played great in both halves. And against Syracuse, the game before that at home, we won by one, just really scored the ball well against their zone. So our guys are very comfortable and confident at home. We're starting to get great crowds at home again. There, with COVID, there was a time when there were no people in the stands. But now it seems like the last home game, we were totally sold out. I think it was the biggest crowd in school history. It was great. Great turnout, and our guys love it.
And Hey, Coach, speaking of COVID, man, how has it been for your guys having to adjust to this new variant coming around, having to kind of be more careful with the inner circle, who you're around more than ever because, you know, how this thing is so transmissible. So how has you been, because you guys got to enjoy being students again, have fun, go out a little bit here and there, but now kind of be more careful once more with this thing raging again?
Well, last year when COVID was really in full force, every guy on our team was instructed to wear the mask, wash their hands, practice social distancing. And we actually went the entire season without anybody having a positive test result. And then this year it relaxed a little bit. Omicron came around and we've had three different guys test positive. But the guys have done a really great job of just staying safe. Everyone's vaccinated now. Most of them are double vaccinated or boosted. And as long as we can stay healthy, I think we'll continue to play well.
Most definitely. Coach, I got one more for you, Coach, is this, man. In that non-league schedule you have, seeing all different styles that you saw, how much is that going to help you through the ACC gauntlet, seeing, excuse me, Coach, those different styles you saw prior to getting into this gauntlet you have, this marathon coming from now to into March here?
Well, the coaches in our league are all very, very different, all have their own unique style of play. And some are very fast and run. Some are much more conservative and slow the game down. Some play man, some play zone. Josh Pastner and Georgia Tech, they play both man and zone. So you got to be ready to constantly make adjustments. We've actually gone through a transformation ourselves. Without any big, strong, physical, bulky guys inside, our biggest guy weighs about 215 pounds. So we've had to make some adjustments, and I think that's helped us, and it's also forced our opponent to make adjustments in the way they prepare for us.
Most definitely, Coach. Well, Coach Larry Nagel, thank you for your time today. Look forward to seeing you Saturday at the McCamish Pavilion. A good best of luck to you, and keep getting those wins, man.
Thank you.
See you soon now.